This is Ashland Connected, sharing stories of success in our connected communities, inspiring you to get connected too. Ashland Connected, a presentation of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville. Now, here's your host, Amy Daubenspeck.
Hi, Chamber friends. Today on Ashland Connected, we are going to talk about hot air ballooning. And I'd like to introduce my guest today, Zach Burgess from Ashland Balloon Rides. Zach, thank you so much for being on Ashland Connected today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's get started with what is the reason for being a hot air balloon pilot? I mean, how did you get started?
Yeah, so a long time ago here in Ashland, actually, me and my family, we were just sitting on the outside of the balloon field for Balloon Fest as spectators and, enjoying all Balloon Fest has to offer. And one of the crew people from a balloon that was inflating came over and said, "Hey, do you guys want to come help us out?" And that sparked my interest immediately. So we jumped the fence, went with the balloon crew, helped them inflate the balloon. They launched. We rode along with the chase crew, helped them pack up and came back. And that did it for me. I loved balloons from that point on. I spent a couple more years crewing, helping out, traveling to some different balloon events. And then in 2007, I got my license to fly and have been flying ever since.
And you have how many balloons?
We have six right now. It kind of ebbs and flows depending on the need, but we have traditional looking balloons. The teardrop shape that everybody's used to seeing. We have racing balloons that are the elongated balloons that you may see. They're made for the balloon competitions that allow us to go up and down pretty quickly without much impact on wind, so we can get to those correct winds to steer to different targets that we're flying to. And then we have a special shaped crab as well that we take to a lot of events around the country. Huge smile on the crab, big googly eyes sticking off the top that kind of wave around in the wind. He's a crowd favorite no matter where we go.
So how long did it take you to get your license?
Yeah, so it's all weather dependent. And I feel like I say that all the time when talking ballooning, because Mother Nature has complete control on what we're doing. But typically, I think an average time is about 6 months or so. It takes a lot of flight time, which is the biggest factor when figuring out how long it's going to take, because, you may not have good weather to fly for 3-4 weeks, and then you might sneak one flight in, then a couple more weeks, then another flight. So it just takes a lot of patience. But if you're dedicated and work, pretty diligently to get some flights in, 6 months or so, you could probably get it taken care of.
And do you keep track of how many events you have participated in?
Oh, I could probably go back and do some research. We typically do about, anywhere from 8 to sometimes upwards of 20 events a year somewhere across the country. And, while it's wintertime here, we head south, do a couple events down in Florida and Georgia. We go out west in late fall. We do the big event in Albuquerque in October. We've done some events out in Palm Springs and other parts of the West Coast area, late fall, early onset winter here when the flying is not so great. But, we also fly here, weather permitting, in the wintertime. A lot of people think, oh, it's got to be cold and the balloons don't fly well, but they actually fly even better. The less heat we have to put in the balloon to make it go up, the better. So wintertime, the temperature's cold, the balloon flies forever on very little heat. But you got to dress appropriately, because it can get very cold up in that balloon. But it's you see some real pretty things with snow hanging on trees and all the fields cut. You can see for miles. The sky's usually pretty clear. So if you can brave the cold, winter flying can be pretty awesome.
Well, and when we have 80 degree Februarys, you can be flying regardless, right?
Yep. And we did. I think it was the first Saturday or Friday this year in February, we were out flying and I was just in a hoodie, you know, and it was perfectly comfortable. So Mother Nature, it's kind of crazy.
You know, Ashland is so fortunate. I mean, we've had 34 years of Ashland Balloon Fest, the balloon capital of the world, whatever you want to call us. But what we are blessed with right now is that we have several hot air balloon pilots that live right here in Ashland. And on any given day, you can see these hot air balloons in our community. And I just think that's fabulous. What do you think was the impetus for all of this, you know, all these different people that have taken to ballooning?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I got my start with the Balloon Fest. You know, we're fortunate to have a great community event every year that people can sit in amazement and see these balloons and maybe spark a little interest in, oh, you know, how do I get involved in this? I want to do more with this. A lot of people start out crewing and helping out with balloons. And then, like me, get the itch to start flying. And I know most of the pilots that are here in Ashland now all started the same way, either helping locals here during Balloon Fest, or one pilot has family members a couple cities away that fly balloons. So he was crewing for them and then got the itch to fly. But it kind of sparks that interest when people see balloons. We love when people come up to us, you know, when we land, if people come out, it's the greatest thing because we can share our passion for ballooning and get other people excited about it as well. And then hopefully, you know, maybe they'll have an interest in flying too. Like you said, it's great when we have good weather. There could be 4, 5, 6 balloons just any given Tuesday afternoon or, you know, whenever it is, just floating over Ashland. And, you know, it's great to fly with other balloons. We love getting together and, you know, just chatting and flying and having fun. It's a pretty big family activity for us and a lot of the other pilots as well. So, you know, all of our kids come out and they get to hang out and play, ride in the balloons, and, you know, just have a great time and enjoy the outdoors.
So when did you decide that this could be a business?
So I had been getting a lot of calls asking for me to, you know, for me to take people up on balloon rides. Lots of requests to, you know, do proposal flight, you know, you name it, the type of flight that people, whatever people wanted. It just kind of hit me that, you know, there is a big need in this area. Like you mentioned, balloon capital of the world. We have a great balloon event. There's nowhere close for people to go experience ballooning, you know, firsthand and take a ride. So after enough calls, I kind of decided, you know what, I think it's time to start a business here, taking people up in balloons and sharing my passion of ballooning with others. So from really day one, it has taken off. We get a lot of requests and calls and, you know, interest, you know, especially after the weather gets good and we start flying, people see balloons, the phone starts ringing a lot. But yeah, we're fortunate that Ashland and surrounding communities really support a balloon business and there's a lot of interest. And I think it will continue. We just got to work with Mother Nature to get the weather to cooperate. That's our limiting factor. You know, unfortunately, we do have to cancel a chunk of flights just because rain or wind, storms in the area, you name it. But if it's good weather, we want to fly.
Tell me about the clientele that you have that are riding in your balloon. Where are they coming from?
We actually have people traveling in from us. We've had them from Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Indiana. A lot of the surrounding states, people come here just because they hear great things about Ashland. Of course, we have a lot of local folks as well. You know, they see us flying, but other folks come in, they have some attraction they're coming to see, and they want to experience what Ashland has to offer. They may be coming in town for something at the college and, you know, want to tie in a balloon flight to their trip here already. They're going over to, you know, Amish country and they want to, you know, fly in a balloon. Lots of attractions in the area that people just gravitate towards. And, you know, this is just one more thing we can add to the community to bring people from outside of Ashland and even outside of the state right here. And they love it. And hopefully they keep coming back.
We'll be back with more from our guest. But now let's hear a word from our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships.
At Bill Harris Dealerships, we are proud to be distinctly different. Always guided by our core values, we are committed to providing you with a top-rate experience every time you step through one of our doors. Our service and sales teams are staffed with automotive experts who love providing meaningful service to everyone who visits one of our three dealerships. So whether you're looking for a brand new Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or something from our always changing used inventory, you can depend on Bill Harris Dealerships to always be there for you.
That's fantastic. Well, we appreciate the bed tax for the people that are staying overnight, obviously. Yeah, sure. So also, you know, because you are running Ashland when you go to these other events, what types of relationships have you developed over the years at other events and representing Ashland?
Yeah, so we're fortunate in Ohio that there are a lot of events across the state, you know, most weekends throughout the summer. And when we travel there, I keep the banners on the side of my basket that say Ashland Balloon Rides and, you know, all this information. I take these great cups that we have that say Ashland Balloon Rides on one side and then Explore Ashland on the other. And we hand those out to folks that we take up in the balloon as kind of a takeaway to remind them, you know, hey, you went on a great balloon ride, but also, you know, remember Ashland. So, you know, near and far, we hand those out. And, you know, it's just great because at other events, people ask, oh, you know, what's the flying area like in Ashland? You know, we tell them, you know, anybody who asks, it's phenomenal. We have almost unrestricted flight directions. We can fly, amazing landowners, great terrain to fly over, beautiful scenery to see every time we fly. And that piques a lot of people's interest. We have people that come up from Columbus and Cincinnati and down from Cleveland and Akron because they hear about the great flying that we have and they want to bring their balloon here and fly as well. And it's just random days. They'll say, hey, the weather looks good. Can we come down and fly? And we welcome them here because, you know, we're just so fortunate that the community supports ballooning in general, loves to see us in the air. And the more balloons flying, I think the better for everybody.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting that even though, like I said before, on any given day, you could see a balloon in the sky over Ashland, it never gets old. It never gets old. And the community just embraces it all the time. And it's just like, we could see balloons every single day, and I don't think it would get old ever.
Yeah, it's just something magical every time you fly. And, you know, every time I fly, I'm taking pictures like crazy still because there's no two flights that are the same. We may launch in the same spot and randomly, you know, it doesn't happen often, but we may land in the same spot, you know, as another flight. But the way we got there can be completely different. And you see so many different things and, you know, get to just witness a lot of stuff going on. There are even flights that we have where if it's a nice clear day and we go high enough, we can see the Cleveland skyline. So you think that's pretty, you know, 60, 70 miles away. But when we're up there on a nice day, you can just see the rough outline of the city, which, you know, is pretty cool to be able to do. And, you know, it's all from here in Ashland.
That's fantastic. I will say I took a balloon ride a long time ago. We actually took from the Ashland County Airport and I couldn't get over how quiet it was up there because it was early in the morning. It was so quiet just going over the countryside. But then we flew into town and then everything changed. The dogs were barking. People were coming out with their coffee and their newspaper and they're waving at us in their bathrobes. And it was just fantastic. It was a great experience.
Yeah, those morning flights are amazing. They can be pretty early, especially in the summertime. You know, we try to launch right at sunrise. So that can be tough to get up for that. But just being in the air and watching the community wake up around you as you're floating overhead is just the neatest experience. And, you know, flying from the airport back into town, it's just cool to, like you mentioned, you start out in the country, trees, farm fields, you know, barns, and then you get into town and the number of people that come out and they, like you said, they could have seen a balloon 100 times, but they still come out excited, waving. You know, there have been times in the morning we land in somebody's yard and they come out with a pot of coffee and a couple extra mugs. And, you know, they're so excited to see us. They, you know, they'll say, can we make some breakfast for you? You know, anything they can do, because they just love balloons, and you know, we're happy to have great landowners like that.
I will say, and you know, I was on the Balloon Fest committee for probably 10 years, so I always felt like educating people, and sometimes it's not our own local people, it could be people that are coming to the event, but back to the whole idea of weather dependent, can you explain some of those things? Because I know a lot of times people are like, well, it's beautiful here, why are we not flying?
Yeah, it can be challenging, especially to those that have never been around balloons or maybe just see them from a distance. But you got to imagine a balloon is about 70 feet tall and 55 feet wide. So it's just a giant sail. And if the wind hits it just a little bit differently than what we want, it can create some challenges. So we're very careful on when we fly and when we get those balloons out, because we don't want anything bad to happen. So while it's a perfectly sunny blue sky day, a breeze at 12 or 14 mile an hour may feel great, but that's too much for a balloon. Or it could be there's a big thunderstorm, you know, maybe even 40 miles away that you might not see from where we are. But if we pull up radar, we can see that. And those storms can have some pretty impactful wind outflow coming from them that can cause challenges for us. So we don't fly if that happens. So you know, here it looks great, but, you know, over by, you know, Ontario, Worcester, somewhere else, there could be a large storm that just keeps us on the ground. Last week, we had to cancel a flight. It looked beautiful, just like today. But the winds, you know, about 100 feet up just above the trees, we're doing about 25 mile an hour. So you don't see the wind up there, but we have systems that can check the wind and ways to figure out what that is. And that big change in wind and that high wind speed can be pretty detrimental to balloon flying. So, you know, while it's always great to see balloons in the air, we don't want to do anything that's going to harm the equipment, people flying, or, you know, damage anything else. We got to be safe about it. And that's the unfortunate part. Some people can get pretty disappointed, but it is weather dependent. Balloon Fest happens rain or shine, but balloons may not fly rain or shine. We have to have ideal weather.
Speaking of Balloon Fest, since it is coming up, anything in particular that you want to talk about that's going to happen this year?
Yeah, we've got three very cool special shapes coming. We're adding helicopter rides to the event on Saturday. So, you know, definitely come check that out. It's a great way if you're not able to fly in a balloon ever. Going in a helicopter ride is a great way to see Ashland from the air. They'll be taking off right from Freer Field. A lot of activities going on throughout Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Balloon Fest field. We've added a pilot meet and greet on Saturday. All the pilots are going to have balloon cards, and we're going to have balloon posters to hand out to people to go down through the line and get kind of an up close and personal experience with some of the balloons in the baskets. We have an older balloon that we've rigged up that we're going to be able to inflate somewhere on the field and let kids run inside of it, play while it's laying on its side. So they kind of, you know, get to see how big a balloon really is from the inside. It's kind of amazing. Parents can go in as well, not just kids. Any adults get the same fascination, and that's great. But there's just a lot to do. So definitely come out, support the community, support everybody that's going to be there, and just, you know, enjoy the event. And like I said, if the weather does not cooperate perfectly, there's still plenty of stuff to do there to make a great time.
And back to Ashland Balloon Rides, we're fortunate to have Ashland Balloon Rides as a member of our chamber. And just wondering, how is being connected with us and with the community, how does that benefit your business?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what we do is word of mouth. We don't do a lot of advertising outside of just, you know, talking. And I know that the chamber supports Ashland Balloon Rides significantly. You guys mention us to everybody you're talking to. It seems like, you know, we're happy to partner on the cups that are available for people. You know, it's just great support system for me and ballooning. You know, you guys are a great place to go to bounce ideas off of. You know, if I'm thinking to try different things with ballooning or the advertising I do on balloons, you guys are a great sounding board. And like I said, you drive just tons of traffic via word of mouth and other ways to Ashland Balloon Rides to keep us flying.
And I got to tell you, we were down at the State House a week or so ago, and for Ohio Tourism Day. And we had our Explore Ashland and National Balloon Ride Cups that we gave out a lot of them. The Cleveland Botanical Gardens had their booth next to us, and they were giving out little plants, and the plants fit perfectly in the cup. And so people were grabbing the plant and coming over to us and putting it in the cup. And it was fabulous.
Great. If you're not going to drink out of it, at least it's on your counter somewhere and see Ashland all over the place.
And watch their little plant grow. Yep. I thought it was fantastic.
I like that idea. That's a smart idea.
It was great. Okay. Well, we're going to stop here. Zach, I don't know if you've listened to our podcast before, but at the end, I like to do what I call rapid fire questions. So I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
I hope.
We'll see how your mind works. So which is better, buying a brand name or generic?
I would say generic. I think there's a lot to be said about generic stuff out there. No matter what it is, there's a lot of good quality in generic.
Using credit or cash?
Credit. I'm a big points guy.
Living in the city or the country?
Country. Yeah. Nobody to bother you next door.
Cooking on an electric stove or a gas stove?
Gas.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Digital or analog?
Digital.
Learning from education or experience?
Experience, 100%.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Ooh, I think frozen yogurt.
Watching a funny movie or a dramatic movie?
Oh, comedy all the way.
Very good. Awesome. Well, before we go, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships, for sponsoring our Ashland Connected podcast again this year. Thank you to Zach for the wonderful interview. Thank you to our listening audience for listening to Ashland Connected. You can find us anywhere on the different podcast platforms or ashlandconnected.com. And before we go, we did talk about Ashland Balloon Fest. The countdown is on, June 27th through the 29th. Ashland Balloon Fest will have another fabulous weekend in 2024. Hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, activities for kids, spectacular balloon glows, and more. So you can find out more at AshlandOhioBalloonFest.com. And with that, this is Amy Dobenspeck signing off. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
This has been Ashland Connected. Catch more episodes monthly on ashlandconnected.com, ashlandoh.com, or wherever you stream your favorite podcasts. Ashland Connected is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville, and by the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce. The Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce is here to help Ashland businesses get connected to people, services, and benefits to help your business grow. For more information, call 419-281-4584 or visit ashlandoh.com. For more information, this has been Ashland Connected, a service of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, a Bryan Media production.